money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, because this is the show where we do talk about the hard issues around money. And today's guest, yes, I'm planting the seed. Yes, I'm going right into it. But today's guest, we are actually going to talk about the head issues around money a little bit. Yes, the hard issues, but heart and head kind of put together, because we'll introduce our guests and then you'll figure out what that is. Before we get there, if you're on YouTube, you already know who the guest is because Amanda has been here before. So welcome to the show again, Amanda. So good
Thank
to have you.
You
with us. So.
Is it like the mouth issues today because of our topic? Like
yeah.
Head, mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Ears.
Head to
ears. Heart. Yeah, maybe the two ears.
Head to heart.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out as we go along. As you know, if you've listened to the show before, we have these conversations around money, around God, around what's you know, the interaction and around that. And we are on show 444, so 444 shows. So there is lots of content. If you're like, hey, I have a question or a thought about this, you can probably use AI to search one of our shows to find out what Dave and Reb talk about, because everybody's using AI now.
I'm not endorsing that. So just everybody move on, please. We have a lot of good things to say. Move on.
We are moving on. So
More Than Enough is the sponsor of today's show. So thank you, Dave, for sponsoring.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
The podcast today. And you can find the podcast on all kinds of places. But we do welcome Amanda back because Amanda is a practicing psychotherapist. And of course, she's our niece too. And we love her. So we've had a few interesting conversations with Amanda over the last 2 years. And you get the delight and privilege of hearing another one. And to consider today, how we are using our mouths and using our ears in relationship to our spouses, to our kids.
And to money.
So we're going to draw that in. Amanda's not necessarily a money psychotherapist.
She's a psychotherapist and we're the money, and that's why we're having this conversation.
But a lot of what she does in what you do in your everyday work, you know, relates a lot to the management of money, because money is such an everyday piece of our journey in life. So you can't really separate that from communication in particular, which is what we're going to talk about today, because we were talking about, I met with Amanda a little while ago, just talking about today's show, and we were talking about the passive aggressive ways of communicating, the assertive ways of communicating. Mm-hmm. And you're going to help us dig into that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell a story first.
Do you have a verse for us first?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Ah, I was just digging right in, forgetting about scripture. Okay. Thank you, Amanda. James 19. We'll start there because that is the one I thought of today. So then, my beloved brothers and sisters, let everyone be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. It says in the New King James, but
that's good.
Slow to get angry is the other familiar phrase. Mm-hmm. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And I'm like, oh man, this is a really great verse for today's topic.
Yeah, what a good template. I feel like that's our
we're good.
Solid. Can end the show.
Yeah. If you don't know how to talk about money, just go to James 1, verse 19. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Oh my goodness. It's so good. James was such a practical.
We love James.
Oh, yeah. The practicality. Yes. And I mean, of course, it's the Lord.
I think he would be a friend if I was like living. I think he would be my friend.
Yeah.
I relate to James very much.
And of course, he was the brother of Christ, or the half you know, half brother, yes. And he was inspired by God to write such practical things for us. And this is really important as we talked already, there's all kinds of ways we communicate, and they're kind of slotted in categories like passive, aggressive, assertive. And we're going to look at what's not so good about some of them and how do we become healthy in our communication, and particularly around money. But I have a story to tell. Amanda,
Before you tell the story.
Yeah, you should tell the story maybe because it's
yours. I can tell the story, but I just, you know, one of the things, and this is one of the things we would like to do in the show, is in a sense put tools in the toolbox for you in your money and how to use money. But all, as we recognize, some of these tools actually spill out into other areas of your life, and communication is one of them. So let's recognize communication's hard. Yes. It takes practice.
Good start. Yes. You know, like, it's hard.
You know,
one of those like easy to say, hard to do sort of things. Like, just speak assertively or don't be passive. But
Communication's hard. It takes practice.
Yeah.
It takes humility.
But it takes awareness.
It takes awareness.
Which is what we're hoping to do today.
It takes time. Sense of you have to practice it, you know. So really want to set that stage today to say, you know, we're talking about communication. This is a tool we want to really put in your toolbox to help you communicate about money and other areas of your life, of course. Mm-hmm. And so there are things to help you do that.
And our team at More Than Enough actually went through a seminar with John and Vicky Ruby, and they talked with us about communicating and touched on some of the things that we're going to talk about today. But the reason I want you to tell the story is because it has to do with not really the healthiest way to communicate. And it's between the two of us. And Amanda said, are you sure you guys want to tell this on air? So I think we both agreed this was okay to talk about. Yeah. So do you want to start the story?
I mean, the story, I'll set the stage very, very quick in terms of Reb and I do many seminars, as you know. And if you want us to come and do a seminar, we'll happily do that. We're doing the Financial Fitness Seminar, which is a general seminar about all kinds of things around money. And so we just, and again, no seminar, even though the content is the same, the seminar is not the same. And so in one of the seminars we were doing, I made the comment somewhere in the seminar that just said, well, you know, in the past, I was the one who managed most of the money and Reb wasn't. And that was just the way that it was. And I could manipulate Reb if I didn't want her or did want her to do something by how I would communicate with her. So I would say, you know, I would know already, okay, well, you know, if I want something, then all I need to do is kind of push these buttons. And if I push those buttons, I know how she's going to react and I get what I want. And Reb, I think that was a bit of a surprise.
Well, he announced it publicly and I looked at him across the room. I'll never forget it. I'm like, wow. Like, I didn't know you knew that you were manipulating. Like,
you knew it was happening, but you didn't know that he knew that it was happening.
Right. I did. I'm like, oh.
But I was intentionally doing that to
manipulate me to get his way. And often it would be in language that was aggressive or that was a little like persecutor. I kind of like, oh, well,
that was certainly one of the buttons. I knew that if I said, hey, I definitely want to do this and I'm going to do this. And I would do that in that language.
But it was more like, why are you spending that money? Like it was more like intimidating me into, you shouldn't. Now, this was before more than a lot of the things we started to learn in financial coaching for ourselves. Like, how do we do this money thing together? And he would use language that was like, he knew that it would cause me to clamp down and not spend money or like, because my response then was this, I now know is this passive thing. Okay, fine. I'll just curl up in this little fetal position. Mm-hmm. I will do what you say and I just won't rock the boat. Yeah. And he confessed that in public for the first time. And I'm like,
what do I do?
And I don't even remember how I responded. I was just so surprised. And so that, of course.
And I don't even think I I think, you know, at that point, we'd come through a lot of the journey. We'd learned a lot about communicating about money. We'd practiced it a lot. And so for me, but it wasn't this great revelation for me.
But there was, we never talked about it. Yeah. We had never talked about it. And when elements of that would come in again, we just never talked about it. I just reverted back into the passive place. Mm-hmm. And then when we started to talk about it, then when it came up, he didn't use that manipulative language anymore. We were actually like, I would confess to him, like, I feel like a bad money manager. Mm. And then he'd say, well, actually, maybe we're just not bringing enough income in right now.
Yeah, like there's a practical sense to this.
Right. So that kind of we don't do that to each other anymore. But but speaking of that, like, we're using this language like passive aggressive. Amanda, what is that? What does that mean?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Let's like define the terms a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think like all terms, broad stereotypes.
Yes. Right.
Apologies in advance they like encompass things that are probably more nuanced than really we're letting them be. But yeah, we would kind of say there's like a spectrum. If you're watching, I'm kind of making a line in communication where, you know, on one side of it, what we call kind of aggressive communication is the priority is the person's needs who's communicating. So the number one priority is I get what I want.
Right.
And I'll kind of use whatever I need to get that. Mm-hmm. So for some people, it sounds like for you, Uncle Dave, that was kind of a form of little bit of like being very, very strong in what you said, like, I want this, I'm going to maybe not asking Aunt Rebecca what she wanted or kind of doing that. And then maybe, I don't know if you spoke louder or just spoke sharper. Kind of expressed that kind of unhappiness when like that didn't get followed through, which is kind of maybe what we call like aggressive, right? Aggressive is not, we probably would stereotype aggressive isn't always like mean or like you don't have to use name calling or like be super angry, right? You're just overly prioritizing your own needs.
Right.
Right. To the point that everyone else's needs kind of don't matter as much.
Yeah.
So if we slide all the way down on the other side of the spectrum, we get what we call kind of passive, which is the prioritization of everyone else's needs or the other person's needs and the dropping of your individual needs.
Right.
Which sounds like Aunt Rebecca, you kind of slid in that time to that where it said, okay, like if that's what makes Dave happy, if that's and kind
to
of
keep
ignoring,
the peace in keep the peace. Relationship. Yep. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 And often in passive can kind of come across a little bit, like we might stereotype it a little bit as like that people pleasing, you know, what makes you happy? I'll just go along with it. Sometimes passive ends up kind of expressing what they want, but in a very like, I call it sideways manner, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I really don't care what we eat, you know, but like, you know, like if you like Taco Bell, I wouldn't mind going there, right? Like there's like a bit of a sideways way of getting to it.
Yeah.
And often a quick drop of the needs. So we kind of have those two far, like they're kind of far away from each other or opposite from each other, right? And they evoke a little bit of each other in each other. So oftentimes, like if we look at couples, you tend to have one person that tends to use a bit more aggressive use of communication and one person who has a tendency to go passive. Not always, but they kind of create each other in some ways.
And I think that I'm just thinking about our communication. I think that's also a bit situational. Like I can certainly think of times where Reb has been much more aggressive. Mm-hmm. She really cares about something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, and there's not an acquiescing there. There may be actually a, well, to keep the peace. And this is really important to her. And I think that's important to recognize. It's not necessarily bad, but to be able for me to go to say, you know what? Actually, no, that is really important to me. And she's really passionate about it. I might be maybe not so passionate about it. And so how do we communicate that to go, okay, let's talk about this. I have a different idea or I have a different take on that.
Yeah.
Let's consider that. And that, again, that goes back to how do you communicate that? It takes practice.
It does. Yeah. And I often think like aggressive and passive, like most of the time it's learned stuff, right? Like we've learned a little bit about how to communicate and what helps us in relationships. But what I think about it most often, and I think we've talked a little bit about it before, is the idea of like safety and feeling safe in our relationship and how do we obtain that safety, right? And I think both those forms of communication are attempts at feeling
for safe, ourselves to for feel our safe. Safe. Right. Like
so
I want
when
it.
I'm passive,
I'm feeling
no one's upset at me.
Yes.
You know, Dave is happy with me.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's peace. I'll put in quotes, right? Because there's not peace inside, but there is peace external.
Yeah.
And I think on the aggressive side, we often think like, oh, like they're just being aggressive. Like, what, you know, why are they? But like, there's a lot of safety in feeling like your needs are going to get met.
Right. Yeah.
When you know that no one's going to take something from you and that your needs are going to get met and the thing that you want to happen is not going to be taken from you, that feels safe.
Yeah.
And so I think it's that fear of like, if I don't use aggressive language,
I won't
get my needs met. No one's going to take care of me.
So
right?
This is really key. Now we introduce money.
Mm-hmm.
And money is not a safe place for a lot of people.
Right? I think that's...
money is not a safe conversation.
It's a place we feel really insecure. We feel...
Yeah.
Right? And we feel worried that our needs won't be met often.
So one of the tools and techniques that Reb introduced into kind of our communication was this idea where we would literally kind of, she needed me to look like right in her face to go, okay, you are not the enemy was a phrase we said for a very long time. We haven't said it in so many years, but for a lot of years, it would be like, wait a minute, take a breath. You are not the enemy. And sometimes it would be me saying that. Sometimes it would be her saying that to me. We would look.
It's really hard in a heated space.
So hard. Because they feel like the enemy.
Oh, they do.
They
do. Yes. Yeah. You just like, and then to look in their face. And sometimes we just grab each other's faces and say, you know, you're not the enemy. That there's other stuff going on here. So let's figure out what is it that's going on. Because a lot of, and John Ruby would say this too, a lot of what's underneath it all is fear. Mm-hmm. Fear for all kinds of things. Like his desire to see me not spend money in certain ways meant that there'd be more money in the bank account. Mm-hmm. My fear that he'd reject me because I wasn't, you know, in quotes, doing it right, which we don't use that language anymore.
But even my fear of not providing for you as a man and then seeing you spend money in, you know, outside of, you know, I'm trying to provide for you and you keep undermining me by spending money in other care. And it's like, that can turn into that you are the enemy because I have the plan and you're shaking my plan to provide for the family.
But also underneath it all, which I've written about it in my book and I talked about it on the video series that's coming out soon, hopefully, is that we are afraid we won't have enough.
Yeah.
We're afraid we won't have stability or security financially. We won't have enough. And then it goes back to ourselves to rely on ourselves.
And we get like that scarcity feeling, right? Like what it like, and then I have to pull it close to me somehow.
So I'm either going to get aggressive in my response to the scarcity or I'm going to withdraw and just, okay, I'm going to make sure everything's fine. So when it's not fine at all. So because this conversation goes really fast, let's talk about what's healthy. How do we do this, Amanda?
Yeah.
Like,
I think you guys started talking about it even before, like the word is assertive, right? Yeah. Like I call it the magical word that we rarely all get to, but we try to get close to. But you started talking about it right there. It's like assertive communication really is trying to get a little bit below the surface of what's happening and naming what's actually going on for you.
Right.
So the aggressive says, like, these are my needs. This is what's important to me. And assertive said, I'm scared of these things happening.
Right.
And I feel upset that this is happening because I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And bringing that real information. So to kind of simplify assertive communication, it's honesty about yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And a willingness to hear someone else.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Honesty about what's going on actually with you. Not just the surface level thing you're feeling, you know, like it's annoying that that food is in the fridge or, you know, yeah. like I don't like that you spend money. It's that second layer of things going on for you. But then you have to be willing to hear what other people's under the surface thing is too.
Mm-hmm. I love what, you know, going back to James, because I mean, James kind of says, you yeah. know, when we get scared, you know, it doesn't bring the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
Right.
To get
you know,
angry.
When we get, sorry,
get
when we get angry, but when we get angry, and so you're going, well, here it is, right? We kind of know that when we get angry, we see red. And then, mm-hmm. you know, even biologically, you kind of shut down your brain, all of a sudden shuts down and just starts to, and you're going, yeah. wait a minute. And again, in a lot of these cases, that aggressive does mix with anger, it or can mix mm-hmm. with anger, right? Mm-hmm. And so going, okay, wait, stop. You know, again, part
but
of that
you've
got
to be willing to not be anger feels really good sometimes.
Yeah, especially that justified, oh, slightly yeah. kind of righteous anger of yeah. like, I'm thinking of what you're saying of like, oh, I'm working so hard, I'm providing for the family. Like, how
and she's
dare
just
you?
Spending money,
yes.
you know, that's, yeah. you know, and she's not honoring like the effort I'm making when I'm yeah. not thinking that way at all. I'm like, I'm yeah. not thinking about it no. not honoring Dave or whatever the. So,
you're just trying to care for the family mm-hmm. and I'm trying to provide for the family.
Yeah.
And those two things should actually kind of come together and line up.
Yeah.
But they don't sometimes,
yes.
right?
Yes,
because it's we're not talking about the fears. And I mm-hmm. think as time has gone on, as we started to talk about money weekly, because we do this in our financial date, it would come up, well, actually, I'm just scared that we won't be able to pay that bill.
Yeah.
And in our case, we were starting something new with the Lord. We were starting More Than Enough. We didn't have an income for like a year and a half. And there was a whole element of coming together, praying together mm-hmm. and yielding our fears. Mm-hmm. And that was just hard to talk about some days when you're tired. We were talking about the pace. We're going to probably do a radio show this fall on pace, like how fast are we moving and how detrimental that can be if it's too fast
yeah.
in different areas of our finances. So,
and this is one of the, I think, and Amanda, you're the expert in the sense of saying, you know, you can't really rush a lot of these communication.
It takes time, right? Like it takes so much more time to be like, okay, this is what I'm really thinking and feeling.
Right.
Let me express that to you. And then let me pause. Let me hear what you're really thinking yeah. and feeling. And then we're going to have to come together to find some type of compromise that makes us both feel okay yeah. in this moment.
Because these
right?
are practical things. The yeah. bills have to get paid. The money yeah. has to.
And sometimes there isn't enough money, or sometimes there's needs that are different, right?
Yeah.
And there's fears that are realistic and all yeah. of those things.
I know. Yeah. And and that's that element of praying, like communication together as a couple or even as a family with children. Mm-hmm. You know, children pick up the worries of their parents. Mm-hmm. Our kids knew that something was going on when we left a family business and it was so tense. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't have cash flow. Like, I mean, we joke about the one time Mercedes came running down and said, "You guys talk about trusting God and you guys are talking about money and I don't hear you trusting God." Like she literally at 14 called us mm-hmm. out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that communication with the Lord, the honesty, the willingness to be vulnerable. And, you know, we talked about it before, Amanda, sometimes when you express yourself assertively. So like, so let's say in the terms of groceries, let's say Dave's thinking you're spending too much rev on groceries and he's coming with that aggressive language. How do I respond to him in a way that's not passive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how do I do that? Like, what yes. would I say to Dave? Like, it's a practical
yes.
example.
Yeah.
An everyday example.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I think probably the first thing I would say is like, you have to identify what actually is going on for you, right? Okay. So like the inclination for passive would be to be like, okay, he's upset about this. Let me figure out how to make him less upset and right. stuff like that. So, but the first question has to be like, okay, what is actually happening inside of me? You can do a nice, I tell people this, if you're not quite sure, if you lean towards the passive and you're not quite sure, you can first give yourself like a little pause and just reflect what you heard from the other person.
Okay.
To give yourself a second to think.
So
right?
You say,
like when we tend to be passive, we also tend to have a harder time identifying what's happening inside our own feelings.
Okay.
Right. So sometimes we just need a moment to figure it out. And especially if someone's coming at us a little bit. So a nice thing to be is like, yeah, I can see that you're really upset about the groceries. Right? Like, yeah. Okay, can we sit and talk about this for a second? Because I'm trying to think about what's actually happening with the groceries. Right?
Okay.
So there's like, we don't have to immediately be like, well, the reason why I'm spending on groceries is this and this, right? You can have a little pause. You can reflect. That shows you're listening to them, right?
Okay.
A key component of assertive communication is listening. So you can start with the listening. You tend to get a bit of buy-in from the other person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When you listen first. Mm-hmm. Right. And of course, we want the other person to listen first, but someone has to pick to go first.
So. Right. Yeah.
So stand up and listen.
Stand up and be the, you know, if you're not quite sure how you're feeling. So go for a listen. Say you're really upset about groceries. You can give them a little bid for assertive communication instead of aggressive. You can say, I get that you're really upset. Can we take a moment and sit down? And can you tell me what's going on about the groceries?
Oh, so you're asking. So I'm asking Dave, saying, what's bothering you? And then he can.
So you're going to give him a bid to kind of say, I get, like, you're here with aggressive communication. I'm going to bid you to come down here and tell me what's really happening with you.
Right.
He might take it. He might not. What you can then do is decide for yourself what is going on for you. Right.
Yeah.
And say, I get you're really upset about groceries. Can I tell you about groceries for me?
Right.
This is what's going on. I'm stressed because grocery stores have gotten really expensive and this is what's happening.
Yes.
I understand you're upset, but it's also really stressful for me.
Yes.
Right.
And then the bottom line might be we're just not planning enough money.
Like we might not have enough
for groceries.
Set aside for budget. Maybe we have to change how we do groceries. Maybe we can't eat certain foods and maybe that does have to change.
And then maybe we can decide that together.
Yeah.
And, or could you come grocery shopping with me? Cause I'd love you to see what we're navigating here.
Yeah.
And we're at the end of the show.
I know.
I just had to announce that. So here we are. Right. So let me just quickly sum up. So, you know, some tools in the toolbox, again, listening again is a really key component to this communication. Finding a time. Again, we talk about the financial data all the time, finding a time where you can actually come in and do this with an intentional time as opposed to on the run, on the cuff.
That
never goes well in communication. Practice. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes practice. Don't expect you both to be communicating for a very long time.
Yeah.
It takes practice.
Yeah. And parroting back, this is what I'm hearing. This is what you're upset. Maybe we can dig into why this is upsetting you so much. And then a willingness, Amanda, like maybe you could have the last word just for a moment.
I would just say, like, if you're trying to communicate and you're going through conflict, try to ask yourself, like, have I expressed what's going on for me? And do I understand what's going on for the other person?
Right.
Yeah. That's going to be your kind of checklist for sort of communication. Have I asked the other person what's going on for them? And do I feel like I've expressed what's actually going on for me?
Okay.
If we have only one of those, we're probably on either side of the thing.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Rip, for sponsoring the show.
You're very welcome.
And join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.